Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. So today we are going to be talking about operating from your zone of genius. And what made me think about this is that I've had a few conversations as of lately, and they've revolved around this topic without even sort of realizing that that's what it was, because this is a common thing for many of us. And I remember when I had less clarity in my life, and believe it or not, it wasn't that long ago. Sometimes when you know that you're good at a few different things, that's what makes it challenging. And as people, we are capable of learning, we are capable of executing, we are capable of being really good at multiple things. And that can be a positive, and sometimes it can be something that causes us confusion or turmoil. And sometimes when we've been doing the work and executing, we know what we can do. But then when we're like bored and feeling unfulfilled and looking to expand or looking to make a switch, pivot, or quit, we're on a search to incorporate ourselves in more. We just want more, but sometimes we don't really know what that more looks like. And sometimes it can look like this process for you can look like to on the outside looking in, it can look like confusion. Just straight up, it can really look like a shit show of confusion. And trust me, it probably looks just as confusing to those on the outside as it feels to you on the inside. So if at any point you feel confused by trying to figure out where you're going and what your zone of genius is, and how you want to operate and what you want to do next, the things that you're out there trying and putting out there into the universe and the world, and especially social media, it probably confuses people. It probably does. Now, I'm not saying that that's the worst thing ever, because I think we all get to this point where, you know, we understand that life is a journey and we're all figuring it out as we go. And I say cheers to exploration, because you need exploration, especially a lot of us are further along in our careers. We're not just getting started in our careers. So especially if you are exploring now because you didn't explore then, bravo. I say absolutely explore, because there's everything right with exploration. You need to explore. As a person, as a human, you need to explore, because we're multidimensional beings. We're not just, you know, made and created to just have this one silo and think this one way and do this one thing. Like, no, we're way more dynamic and complex than that. And so as I was saying, I've actually had several conversations lately with people, you know, regarding this sort of topic of what's next and establishing themselves, especially in like the freelance space. And there's been this common theme, and I've had to keep going over it with people and in these conversations because I'm all too familiar with it myself. Now, I'm sure you want to know what the theme is, right? Well, the theme really comes down to this: streamlining, putting yourself in a box. Yes, you heard me correctly. You putting yourself in a box so that others can know how to classify you. Identifying and then operating from your zone of genius. Okay. So the keys here are streamlining, you actually putting yourself in a box, and then identifying and operating from your zone of genius. When you're an ambitious person and you're trying to make moves, look, I get it. I absolutely get it. That's not always easy, but this is where you have to start checking yourself, okay? You don't have to do it all, and you won't be great at it all. You might be good at multiple different things, but you won't necessarily be great at it all. So then, really, you have to think about it. Like, okay, what am I good at that I want to share with the world? Because ultimately, a lot of things that we're talking about in this journey of exploration that you're going through is to figure out what's best and how you're going to present and show up in this world. What's going to happen on the outward facing side of everything that you're presenting to this world and to other people. So let me give you a bit more insight. When I walked away from my publicity position at the NBA from my 9-to-5, I absolutely had no aspirations of really like becoming an entrepreneur. Like, I wasn't in my mind saying, I'm leaving here to become an entrepreneur. Not at all. All I felt was that I needed like to escape my current reality, because my happiness, my sanity, peace of mind, creativity, all of those things, I felt like they depended on me escaping. Like, all of those things depended on it. And so that's exactly what I did. After some time, after living with this and sitting with this for a while and trying to figure out what was next for me, that's when I finally broke away. I didn't break away and then start trying to figure out what was next. This was a journey that had been going on prior to that. And I broke away, for those who don't know, to actually start the writing journey. But you know, really, if I'm being honest, I didn't have like a larger plan. I had more of a like immediate plan, but I didn't have like this larger grand scheme plan. And it definitely didn't include like entrepreneurship or anything like that, or being like this, you know, successful freelancer. Like, that wasn't really like what I was thinking. To be honest, I was just thinking escape. So where did that leave me? It left me trying to figure it out. That's where it left me. I tried plenty of different things, like different partnerships and ideas and business ventures and everything else under the sun, before I found a way to start streamlining my strengths and to start creating a narrative for myself and to start making it make sense. So I've since figured out that my zones of genius, or my four P's that I like to call them, are publicity, publishing, personal development, and podcasting. These are the areas that I'm very well versed in, and the areas that I can talk about at length. I can even teach and instruct on, in addition to the areas that I can utilize to really and truthfully help impact the lives of others. And that's a part of what I want to be doing. What I felt when I was at my 9-to-5, part of it was like, I felt like something was missing, like maybe my purpose in life was much larger than what I was doing. I didn't know what that looked like, but I felt like, is this it? Like, I feel like I should be doing more. So with where I am now, I actually feel like I'm making an impact, which I didn't know what that was gonna look like at the time. But now that I'm here, I get it. I understand my path. It makes sense to me. And it also feels good to me. And it feels right within my zone of genius. I can operate well in this space. So streamlining and understanding the through lines for me has not only made like a world of difference in my life, but it's also allowed others to know how to classify me. And please do not give me this BS about not wanting to be put in a box, and you know, I can't be bothered with being put in a box. Like, I don't want anybody trying to hold me down and put constrictions on me like that. Look, we're humans, and as humans, that is our default. It's what we do. It's what we need in order to comprehend, is to be able to put things, people, places, all of that into a box. Like, we need to be able to classify it, and it helps us to understand it and then what we can then do with it. When people know what box to put you in, they know how they can then approach you. They know how they can operate with you. They know who they can maybe recommend to work with you. They know who they can introduce you to. They know what role they can play in your life, because they know what box to put you in. So if you like insist on being all over the place and presenting this sort of like jumbled up mess to the world because it makes you feel free, and you know, like you just, you can, because you're not in this box, you're just limitless and all of that. If you insist on that, I just like to offer you this. Trying your hardest to go against the grain in certain areas of your life will only offer you more stress. Not less stress, but more stress. Confusion and an opportunity to fight an uphill battle that you just don't need. Life is already complicated enough. Make things easier on yourself. And I'll leave you with this. If you're unclear about where your strengths lie, because I know there's someone who could be sitting here listening to me right now saying, oh, like, I get it. You're saying streamline. You're saying tap into my strengths. But I don't know what those are. And that's a part of my problem. Okay, start here. Start taking notes on yourself. Start taking notes when you are finding yourself doing things that you really enjoy. Start taking notes when you find yourself having helped someone or solved a problem, different things of that nature. Just start taking notes on you, because a lot of times we think we got it all in our head, but there's a lot that just passes us by or floats past us. It goes in one ear and out the other. We totally forget about it. So just start taking some notes on yourself. Keep a little journal or maybe even notes in your phone where you can just be mindful of some of the strengths and the things that make you you, some of the things that people routinely come to you for. Let's say they always come to you for web development issues. Okay, maybe that's one of your zones of genius, and that's not even what you're qualified to do as a professional. Maybe that's not even your 9-to-5, but you enjoy doing it and it's effortless. Okay, take notes on those types of things. Maybe it's even something simpler, like maybe people come to you to figure out how to draft certain documents, professional documents, people in your family, your friends, whatever. Okay, that's something simple, but that's a strength of yours. Take notes of all of these things, right? Then you can also ask trusted friends and colleagues. And when I say trusted, that just means someone who is going to take the time to thoughtfully answer you, someone who actually knows you and is actually concerned about your well-being and wants to see you win in this world and wants to see you do better. Those are the type of people that you want to get feedback from, because they've probably already thought about it and just never mentioned anything to you because you didn't ask. You didn't ask for their opinion. Some people do not offer their unsolicited advice. I, on the other hand, do, but some people are not like me. Then another thing that you can do is you can make a list of what you like. Start jotting down what you actually like as you're just going about your day. If you really like reading and you find yourself like being super engaged in like sci-fi books, just jot that down. Make a note of it. Don't overthink this stuff, because not everything has to have a rhyme or reason right away. Just write these things down and make a note of it, because I guarantee it's probably the minor things that you have not really thought about before. And then also, jot down and make a note of what comes easy to you. What is it that comes easy to you? Things that you do on a day-to-day basis that come easy to you. Maybe you fix things and that comes easy to you. Maybe you you create new recipes in the kitchen with very minimal ingredients, just what you have left over, and that comes easy to you and you're able to make something good out of it. Just make a note of those things as well. And then compare these lists. Compare all of these lists, and what you're doing is looking for common threads. Look for common threads. Look for a through line. Look for a story that can be created, something that feels good to you. And then work from there. Work from that space of understanding what other people think you're good at, what you notice that you're good at and that you have great insight on, what you like, and what's easy to you. Start trying to find the common trends and the common threads. That's a great place to start. So the main thing is finding your way to streamline your strengths so that you can then offer to the world operating from your zone of genius, and they will know exactly what box to put you in. Thank you so much for spending time with me on the 7-Minute Sunday. I hope that you have a truly amazing week ahead. And if you are trying to figure out your zone of genius, I wish you all the best with taking your notes. And just be free. Don't overthink it. And as always, you guys, keep killing it.